Welcome to this guided journey through the labyrinth of your inner world. A journey to a sacred place of reflection, discovery, and liberation. The goal of this meditation is to help you find a deep, restful sleep. Here, you will calm the flow of thoughts and allow yourself to be guided into a state of profound relaxation while unveiling the truths that live within the mirrors of your existence. To fully benefit from this meditation, do not hesitate to listen to it as many times as necessary. Then, gently close your eyes and turn your attention inward. Let the outside world soften and calm. And take a slow, deep breath in, then exhale. Completely. Now imagine a warm, golden light above your head. It is soft like the morning sun filtering through curtains. Delicate and restorative, it slowly begins to flow over you, enveloping your body in a blissful warmth. Feel this light on the crown of your head. Let it glide gently over your scalp. Soothing and relaxing, and repeat internally. I relax this part of my body. I relax this part of myself. Let this sunlight gently descend onto your forehead, your eyes, then your cheeks and jaw. Feel the muscles of your face relax and repeat internally. I relax this part of myself. I release the accumulated tension. The light continues to descend along your neck, soothing your throat, the back of your neck. Your shoulders. Feel the tension melting like ice under the sun. I relax this part of my body. Let the warmth spread into your arms, your upper arms, your elbows, then your forearms, your hands and fingers. Each breath releases them further. I release all tension. And now, feel this golden light gently spread across your chest. It penetrates your heart, your lungs. It envelops you in a warm presence. I relax this part of my body. The light then descends into your belly. It slides down your back. The warmth permeates your center. Feel this deep support. I release all tension. And the light continues its path towards your hips. It descends, passes through your thighs. Knees. Calves. I release tension and invite relaxation. Finally, it reaches your feet. You feel perfectly grounded, at peace. I release all tension. I welcome relaxation. And calm gives way to total surrender. Now enjoy this warm and luminous stillness. Your entire body bathed in golden light. Completely relaxed, perfectly relaxed. You may wonder how relaxed your body is now, resting on the surface that welcomes you. Feel this surface below you become softer, more supple. With each breath, your body becomes heavier, your muscles relax, liquefy as if they were becoming warm honey or soft wax under the rays of the sun. The boundary between your body and the ground begins to slowly fade. You melt into it. You are held safely and supported. With. Each exhale, letting yourself sink a little deeper. Let yourself melt further, as if gravity itself is gently cradling you. As if the world around you is gently drawing you to itself. Feel the texture beneath your body. Soft, alive. And you discover that you are resting on grass. The softest grass you have ever felt, like silk smoothed by the earth itself, cool and reassuring. Now that you are immersed in relaxation, you can discover where you really are, lying there amidst the endless rows of green. The ease rises around you like living walls. And here in this peaceful center, you are calm, ready to discover more. You can feel the blades of grass under your fingertips, along the back of your neck, against your back. It welcomes you warmly. You sink even deeper. Body and earth is one, melding gently into each other. Breath after breath. There is only gentleness in letting go. Let yourself drift deeper still. Relaxed, open, ready to begin. Perfectly at peace. In this labyrinth. And from this inner silence, you gently rise to your feet and begin your journey of discovery. You begin to slowly explore this great plant labyrinth. The path beneath your feet is carpeted with soft grass. The ease rise around you, tall and wild, gently brushing your shoulders with each step. At first, you may feel a slight confusion, a moment of uncertainty. As if you have entered a place without a map, without a clear direction. But at the heart of this unknown, there is something strangely comforting, a silence in the air, a quiet invitation to explore. This invitation reassures you deeply, and as you move forward, you notice small gaps in the thin openings through which you can glimpse what lies on the other side. And what you discover through these thick ones stops you in your tracks, a garden. But not just any garden. A garden filled with mirrors. Dozens, perhaps hundreds, arranged like paintings on the landscape. Each mirror contains a different reflection. You recognize the silhouette inside each one. Because each reflection is you. But the scenes captured by these mirrors are blurry, moving like distorted shapes underwater. Not yet fully comprehensible. There is a version of you resting under a tree. Another seated, serene and motionless. Another standing proud, another curled up like a sleeping baby. The faces are yours, younger, older, braver, gentler. But the details remain inaccessible. So you continue walking, delving deeper into the labyrinth. The path twists and turns to the right, to the left, and then to the right again. At times, you no longer know exactly where you came from or where you are going. But you no longer feel lost because something is beginning to guide you. a gentle rhythm under your feet, a discreet sense of knowing as if the labyrinth itself is gently leading you forward. And you begin to trust it. Each time you come across an opening in the path, you see another mirror, another fragment of yourself. Some reflections awaken emotions. Some stop you for a moment. Others make you smile. You no longer try to make sense of them. You simply witness their presence. Like clouds gliding across the sky, you surrender to the movement, to the bend in the path beneath your feet, to the scent of the green leaves warmed by the sun, to the deep calm within you, which is slowly beginning to blossom. And at the precise moment when you are most at peace, when all desire for control has melted away, you turn one last time. And behold the heart of the labyrinth. A vast open garden unfolds before you. Lush, radiant, alive. All around the garden, these great mirrors now shine. But now their surfaces are clear. You can see them clearly. Each mirror reflects you. Each mirror reflects back to you not just one reflection, but all of you at once. The entirety of who you have become and are still becoming. And as you reach the center of this sanctuary, you finally feel it, that point of stillness, that silent center of your being. Where you are yourself. Where you are no longer lost because you never really were. You have arrived at the very heart of the garden. The air here is warmer, still, and sacred. Vibrating with a gentle power, the kind that comes not from effort but from surrender. You begin to walk through the garden along a path paved with smooth stone. To your left, a pond shimmers softly. Its surface quivers slightly in the caress of a breeze. Golden carp glide silently beneath the water. Their effortless, flowing movement like breath, like time. Passing flowers, some wild and vibrant, others delicate and mysterious. Some even bloom as you approach. You can smell their fragrance in the soft, subtle air. Marble statues rise from the earth. Perhaps guardians are simply companions on your path. They do not speak, but their presence emanates a benevolent wisdom. and all around, encircling the garden, stand tall, elegant mirrors, each slightly different. Some framed in silver, others in stone or wood, reflecting a part of you. You approach the first mirror. Inside, you see a future version of yourself, strong, calm, radiant in unexpected ways. Your movements are effortless and your eyes shine with a quiet certainty. You are perfect in the way you define perfection. In that fullness of being fully within yourself, welcome this image of yourself. Breathe it in deeply. And another mirror calls to you and you flow towards it on the stone path. This one shows you an inner version of yourself. A younger you, bright-eyed, hopeful. Perhaps hurt, searching for answers. You see a moment when everything changed, a moment of rupture or revelation or both at once. You feel tenderness for this version of yourself and gratitude too. Because this is the person who carried you this far. They did their best. And as you move from mirror to mirror, you begin to understand each version of yourself, past, present, or future, is not separate from the others. They are all part of a greater story that unfolds. Seeds, stars of the fertile earth, echoes of your becoming. Then you arrive before the mirror that reflects the person you are today, the person you were when you walked through the labyrinth to this garden. You stop for a moment and see what you are carrying, not in your hands, but in your posture. In the curve of your shoulders. In the tension in your gaze. You see the expectations, the efforts, the comparisons, and perhaps the fears. And something in you can soften because for the first time, you can clearly see what you are ready to let go of. As you look at your reflection, you begin to let go. As if you were removing a heavy cloak that was invisible until now, and you let it fall gently to the ground where it dissolves into dust. And you release a rope that you have been pulling for a long time. A rope that was not attached to anything, but that you held tightly. The fibers come loose, dissipate. Then you see yourself clutching handfuls of sand where each grain is a negative thought, an insecurity. And you can open your apples and let the sand slip through your fingers, carrying the old beliefs, the old stories. All of this disappears in a gentle breeze. Watch all these things dissolve into the earth. Absorbed by the garden, this unique place where you can truly let go. Here, it is a place of welcome, of transformation. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly. Feel this release spreading through you like a wave of relaxation that begins at your forehead, moving down your face to your neck, shoulders, arms, and chest. It moves down to your belly, legs, feet, and into the earth. It is as if your entire being is exhaling like a sigh of release. And now you see a new image of yourself in the mirror. Your reflection looks back at you, clear, fully present, whole. You have nothing to wear, nothing to prove. You can simply be yourself. And you can sit on the edge of the pond, the garden rocks you, the wind gently sighs through the trees, and you fully feel peace, true peace. The kind that comes when you have truly let go, the kind that appears when you stop searching. When you simply welcome it. Amidst the winding paths of the labyrinth, you have found a way to let go. You have learned to contemplate the multiple reflections of your life, the past moments that have shaped you, the visions of who you are becoming, and the stories that live quietly in the present. These stories you have the power and courage to change. And in the midst of it all, you have found peace. A mirror reflecting your wholeness. In doing so, you have come back to yourself. And perhaps you feel safe enough to let go a little more and rest for a while. You can let yourself drift into this state between wakefulness and sleep. And at your own pace, sink into a deeper and deeper rest. Today, you have planted the seeds of very profound changes. And tonight and the nights to come, these changes will take place. And you don't have to do anything. Simply let yourself go here and now. It is time for me to say thank you and see you soon in this meditation or another one.